Did you know that if God does something for you, and you're ashamed to testify what God did, you're ashamed to give God the glory? Perhaps the Nebuchadnezzar you face could be your friends who are skeptics and unbelievers. Perhaps you have a hard business problem, you're almost bankrupt. And then through realizing your mistakes and seeking God's mercy, God delivered you out. Then when everything is over, your friends ask, how do you get over all these things? You took the credit for yourself, you say everything on how you did it, but you did not acknowledge that God helped you. Because you're ashamed that your friends will mock you. But if God is not ashamed to help you, you should not be ashamed to tell people that it's God who helped you. Remember this. That may be your only chance to tell them about God. That may be your only chance. How people respond is their responsibility. But how grateful you are to God is your responsibility. So when you do not acknowledge God, public, private, in difficult circumstances, in easy circumstances, then you're just ashamed of God. And how sad it will make God's heart feel. But we see His operation, that the third area, He gave glory to God. And in verse 48, the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts. He made him ruler over all the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. But verse 49, Daniel petitioned the king and he set Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat at the gate of the king. The fourth thing is, remember, if you want to continue in your giftings, to share your blessings. To share your blessings. Daniel did not take it all himself and left his three friends alone. When Daniel got the blessing, Daniel petitioned. He petitioned the king. He said, King, now that the king liked him, he said, King, these three friends have helped me a lot. Could you bless them too? Because his three friends were involved in praying together with Daniel. Remember that? They were the ones before Daniel was acknowledged. Before Daniel became great, they were his good friends. Now when Daniel became great, is he going to leave his friends? Yet, my friends, in the kingdom of God, I know many ministers, after they taste success, they forget. They never remember their days when they are small. So sometimes you feel sad for them, sometimes when we help young ministers nowadays, when I help, I tell them, remember when you're recognized, when you're established, there's one thing you must promise. You must help others and keep in touch. Some of them are like the same stories like Gordon Lindsay went through in the 50s revival. Gordon Lindsay was a tremendous man of God. His main ministry in the 50s revival was to bring all the healing revivalists together. And he helped many of them. When they go to difficult time, he helped them. He set up meetings for them. He promoted them through the magazine called The Voice of Healing. Some of them were literally unknown. But after he promoted them, they became well known. And you know what they did? They brushed the dust off their shoes and started their own ministry, started their own magazine, and shoo him off. It's all recorded in his biography called The Gordon Lindsay Story, published by Christ for the Nation. Now, such are the inside stories of many ministries. And then the day came before the closing of the Voice of Healing in one of their final conventions. Many of them turn around and accuse Gordon Lindsay and saying, you don't have any ministry yourself. You're just using us. It's the opposite now. He was the one who promoted them. Now they're all famous. People like T.L. Osborne, who kept in fellowship. And people who came from this Healing Wave Revival. A lot of them. I can't quite remember some of their names. But many of them, some of them continue in fellowship. But there were some of them who shoo him off. And he said, because when success comes, people can become proud. And then they cut fellowship. They forget the days when they were small. But Daniel did not allow success to eat into him. He remembered his friends who have helped him. And his friends were capable people too. They were among those found 10 times wiser than the others. So they would have been capable to help Daniel govern the kingdom of Babylon. So Daniel remembered them. Share your blessings. Share your blessings. Remember that. Which is what I told the Lord. I said, Lord, I know how difficult it is to come out in a ministry in Asia. We don't have the kind of Christian background foundation as the Western countries have in America. And I know how difficult it is. And I said, Lord, if you ever place me up, I want to make the way easy for all the others. That's one of my goals, which is, which we are delighted. We want to help new ministries come out. We want to help to promote them, and set a platform for them to come forth. And that's one of our goals. Because I know, Lord, from long ago, when you're coming out, five-fold ministries find it hard to struggle, hard to come forth. Because every time those who are ahead, who have started the race early, by the time they are big, and a new one comes, they feel threatened, they feel insecure. What's this insecurity business? We are not in insecurity business, we are in the assurance business. Must have assurance in our heart. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. So, there's too much insecurity. When a new church want to start next door, bless them, praise the Lord. If they got to give, you got to give, no problem. No problem. I have a church that's just across the street from me. So when he starts, I say, praise the Lord. Good. No problem. It's that insecurity that comes. Nowadays, sometimes a denomination divide. Within how many square miles, or if Singapore is so small, how many square meters? Within that, you cannot start the same church. But we forget one thing. These are modern days. People drive 25 kilometers to go to church. When they have a church 1 kilometer away, they go to 125. You see, our rules and our setup must improve as technology improves. Principles don't change, but methods change. And these are rules that govern methods, not principles. There is a principle behind about learning to respect one another, allowing the gift to function. But if you have been in our modern society long enough, you will realize that a person doesn't necessarily attend a church next door to them. Sometimes they do. But they may travel far away to another church. So it's not just geographically limited today. And we need to flow forth into that openness of heart to remember that whomever got every gift that comes in the body is the gift of God. And be it a new person or not, we should give them the right hand of fellowship and bless them and remember that as in finances, so in the ministry. In finances, the more you give, the more the Lord blesses you. In the ministry, the more you help others, the more you are helped. He that water others will be watered himself. It's a principle that is always true. And I want you to study some of these new ministries that are coming up, a lot of them. Let's be about Benny Hinn and many others. You will notice one thing about them, some of these new ministries. There are some ministries trying to come up by running down others, but they never succeed. But those ministries that come up very fast, Benny Hinn was quite fast. You notice this. You notice one thing about Benihin. He will always find something positive to say about different ministries. I'm sure he heard about a lot of wrong things, but he will always say something positive. And he finds something positive. Even, can you imagine when Bob Mumford was in a meeting together with him in South Africa, and they are like poles apart, and he finds positive things to say about Bob Mumford. So it's important, and because of that, as he waters others, others water him. And that brings greater unity in the body of Christ. So the fourth area we realize here is remember to share our blessings. Share our blessings. Share whatever God blesses you. Share the platform. Share the fame. Share everything. And let others partake of the thing and be blessed. What God blesses is for sharing. And as Daniel promoted his friends, later on Daniel will be grateful. These are friends who could stand by him in his work in the Babylonian Empire. Chapter 3. Is a story purely about Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Where was Daniel? The occurrence may be in a place which Daniel was not involved in the area. So Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, in chapter 3 verse 1, he set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. So we realize that Dura may be a distance from Babylonia, where Daniel was at the gate of the king. That is why he's absent here in chapter 3. But here in chapter 3, as the king set up all these things, the king commanded all the people to worship the image. And at the sound of verse 5, horn, flute, harp, lyre, psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, everyone was to fall down and worship the gold image. So when indeed everyone worshiped, everyone who was there, and it was reported to the king in verse 12 that there are certain Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who did not worship his image. Verse 13, the king was furious. The king said, the king's fuse blew again in verse 13. In rage and fury, and he commanded Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and it gave him gave them a second chance in verse 15. Now if you're ready, if you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre and psaltery, you must worship. If you do not, then you'll be delivered to the fiery furnace. In verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego says, O king, we can't do this. It's against our conscience. And they said, God can deliver us, but if he doesn't, we die, we die. We can't compromise the conscience, they said in verse 17, basically. And they said in verse 18, that they could not do that. Verse 19, the king blew another fuse. He was full of fury and his expression changed. And he commanded the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter. So hot, that in verse 22, the moment they opened the furnace, the men who escorted Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego all died. And Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. But as the king watched, there were four people he saw walking about. The king was surprised. And in the end, the king said, in verse 25, he says, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. When they came out, in verse 27, they saw the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. That's a powerful manifestation. We all know that just going near the fire, your eyebrows will be gone. Your hair gone.